shopping store has faces you know because they are run by Zambians. So, this isn't just about making a living. It's about making a life in the places that we love and sharing those lives with you. Our customers who look to us for quality and value. With the people we employ and with our local suppliers who we always look to first. It's the Choppies way of community sense, loyalty, and spirit. Choppies, great value for your money.
Want more of the world's best entertainment to kickstart your year?
It's all
well, DSTV's got you. We got kicks. We got scores. We got action. We got roars. We got drama. We got fun. We got more for everyone.
We got you.
So come on, get connected. There's an upgrade on us just for you.
My specialty.
More channels, more shows, more joy for you and the fam every day. DSTV, we got you all the way.
Looking for the perfect place that feels just like home? Welcome to Southern Sun Ridgeway, your home away from home. Enjoy exceptional service, delicious food, and unmatched comfort. From professional conferences to unforgettable social events, we cater to your vision and bring it to life. Centrally located in the heart of Lusaka for your convenience. Follow us on Instagram at SouthernSun_Ridgeway. Facebook, SS Ridgeway Lusaka. Southern Sun Ridgeway, where comfort meets excellence.
We interrupt normal broadcasting to bring you this breaking news from Zambia Airways.
Josie is calling.
Travel in comfort and enjoy three pieces of free baggage, giving you more room for business, shopping, or family travel. With convenient schedules, great value, and Zambian hospitality, every journey is smooth from takeoff to landing. Book your seat today. To book your ticket, call 0211-431-500. Visit www.zambia-airways.com, our sales office, or your preferred travel agent. T's and C's apply. Zambia Airways, the new wings of Africa.
We've all heard the phrase, that's so old school.
Old school.
But let me ask you one question. Do you want to be more old school? Then you've come to the right place.
It is 8:04. If you're just tuning in, thank you. I've just received a message here telling me that Theodore, I was talking earlier about Dr. Boo's husband. Yeah, Theo hosted the first MMB conference at his garden house hotel along Mumba Road in 1990. That was convened by Akasha Mbatwa and Derek Chimbunja Chitara. If you've seen the video on our page where I was interviewing Dr. Vernon Johnson Mwanga, I did highlight all those people, you know, from the first MMB. Thank you very much for that. Additionally, I was talking about ukufufumuka. I'm told it's a popular word. Kumufurira, ukufufumuka. I'm loving that word. So now mufufumuka.
It's the freaking weekend!
Yeah, so it seems about two pin as usual. They never know anything, do they? But two pin don't even know that long before Barack Obama, we had civil rights leader, activist, politician, Baptist minister. Minister, not a fine. He sought to run for the highest office in the U.S. He mounted a nationwide campaign for president. Now, here's the thing. There was the first one, actually, Shirley Chisholm, way back in 1984. She was the first person of color. She actually tried to get a nomination for president. So, we all know, of course, this other civil rights leader from 1984. He tried that. Chisholm tried in 1972. Would you believe, yeah. In a 2020 interview with The Guardian, this other person, you know the one I'm talking about, he had said that even, and I quote, even prominent black people told me not to run, that I was wasting my time because a black person couldn't win. Yeah, he witnessed Martin Luther King's assassination from below the balcony at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. That must have been something. Yeah, I was looking at the spelling of Tennessee. I mean, how did they come up with these words? T-E-N-N-E-S-S-E. Every time you're watching a quiz show, it always comes up. Spelled Tennessee. People always get it wrong. Yeah, so anyway, he passed on Tuesday, aged 84, peacefully in his sleep, surrounded by close family and friends. They're always surrounded by close family and friends. I wonder what his dying wish was. So, he wept openly here during Obama's inauguration. Those of you who remember watching Obama's inauguration, the first one, of course, and then he wept like he had just said, look, I opened the door for this. It has happened here. A Grandmaster Flash, the guy who did this like a jungle sometimes, and Mr. One Hammer keep him going, and he actually recorded a campaign song for him in 1984. So, Kwani Chilem, how you doing, my man? Remember we used to do stuff to this song? It's a campaign song that was written for him. I think I have it somewhere here. Not that campaign song. Ah, gotcha. Yeah, there was another campaign song that was done. 1984.
On TV.